Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with author Frankie Picasso about her book, Midlife Mojo, How to Get Through the Midlife Crisis and Emerge as Your True Self. Frankie, if I can talk, would be taking your calls later in the show to answer your questions on your own midlife crisis. If you want to talk with Frankie later in the hour, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. Again, call 800-930-2819 right now if you want to talk to Frankie a little bit later in the show. And Frankie will also be giving away a free one-on-one coaching session later in the show too, so be sure to stay tuned for a chance to win that. Yesterday on the Laura Longley Show, we had Dr. Harriet Lerner, author of the New York Times bestseller The Dance of Anger. And The Dance of Anger was a book that changed my life in so many ways. When I first read it 25 years ago, I was so excited to have Dr. Lerner on the show. And I really recommend The Dance of Anger to anyone who hasn't already read it or become familiar with it. Yesterday, Dr. Lerner shared wisdom from her latest book, Marriage Rules. So if you're in a relationship and you feel like it could be better, Marriage Rules gives you some really great tips on changes that you can make right now to shift your relationship. And your partner doesn't even have to participate. These are things you can do. And if you missed yesterday's show, you can listen to the archive at thelauralongleyshow.com. Yesterday afternoon, I was so excited about a synchronicity that occurred for me that afterwards I said out loud, "Thank you, universe." And, you know, I don't always talk out loud like that. And so for me, I really noticed that I was in the synchronicity. I'll be sharing the whole story about that synchronicity, I'm having trouble talking today, later in the show during today's light bulb moment. But the short version is that on Sunday, I talked to a realtor about selling my house. And that's big news for me too. And yesterday, out of the blue, in a totally different context, I met someone who's looking to buy a house and is coming by today to look at my house. And you know, there are so many ways that that could just be amazing. And it was pretty exciting because it was completely out of the blue. And as you heard, I was so excited about it, I said thank you out loud. So during the light bulb moment, I'll share more about exactly what happened and other synchronicities around deciding to sell my house. And I'll tell you how you can invite more synchronicities into your life too. Well, Frankie has been patiently listening to me go on here about yesterday and everything that happened yesterday, so let me introduce her to you. The unstoppable Frankie Picasso is a professional certified life, business, relationship, and master coach trainer, as well as a certified hypnotherapist specializing in metaphysical hypnosis, energy healer, and certified angel card reader. My goodness, that's a lot. Frankie is a former radio host, author, socially conscious activist who specializes in the impossible. She leads, trains, supports, and inspires anyone in her path to produce exceptional results in their lives. Frankie is a solution strategist, loves to champion anyone with big dreams and impossible goals. Her clarion call is Mission Unstoppable. Frankie is the founder of Thoughtitudes, the Center for Positive Outcomes. Let's welcome Frankie Picasso to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Frankie.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for the invitation. I really appreciate being here today.
Well, I'm excited to have you on here, and I mentioned earlier at the top of the hour that you're going to be talking specifically about your book, Midlife Mojo, but as listeners could hear in the introduction, there's certainly been a lot of other things in your professional life in addition to that book, and so I'm really excited for you to be here and share, you know, the breadth of the wisdom that you have from all these experiences.
Well, thank you. You have to live a long time.
Well, you know, that's so funny because, well, I'm going to out you because about living a long time, because I wanted to share the story of when I was talking to you last week in preparation for the show. So I'll tell it, not like I'm talking to you,
sure,
I'll tell it
ahead.
So listeners can hear. So last week, I always do a pre-interview call with people who are going to be on the show just because I like to feel like I know them a little bit before they come on. And last week, right before I called Frankie, I had a call with my realtor who you guys heard me mention a few minutes ago that I'm getting ready to sell my house. And my realtor is actually someone I've known for 12 years. She sold me the house that I live in now. And her birthday is 4 days after mine. My birthday is June 1st. Hers is June 5th. And we were born the same year. I'm talking to Frankie and I'm telling her this, and her birthday is June 9th the same year. So I didn't really out you because I didn't say what year, but people have heard me say on the show how old I am.
Oh,
so.
I don't care. It's a number.
Well, and I think that it's a number we should be proud of, because what you said is absolutely true, that, you know, we gather this wisdom through experience by having experiences, which you can't have if you're not aging. So
this is true. This is true. And I was really excited to hear about your yesterday stories, because it brought up a lot for me when you talked about, you know, the realtor and meeting this person. And, you know, it says a lot about you and probably the growth that you've had in your life, you know, when you talk about speaking up and showing up and just being present in the moment and allowing that experience to happen for you. Like,
well, and you know,
the energy was there, the vibration was there.
Yes, and that's a lot of it, is the being giving the invitation for it to show up, basically, right? Welcoming it,
and
noticing
speaking up.
noticing when it does.
Exactly. You know, there's a Frankieism that says opportunities aren't lost; they're not actioned upon. And, you know, so there's a perfect example of an opportunity that came your way that you actioned upon. And if you sell this house, you know, to this person who's coming today, how amazing is that? But even if you don't, you know, you actioned on the opportunity. They may tell somebody else, and they might tell somebody else.
Right.
So, you know, it just goes on and on. It's a gift.
Exactly.
You give yourself, really.
Exactly. And I'll tell the story in a long version at the end of the hour, but just briefly, it was actually someone who had won a free tarot session with me from a radio show a week or two ago. And so there was a component of it where I really had to say to myself, do I feel like it's professional for me to bring this up in the context of doing this session with this person, right? But I added time on, so it wasn't like we
spent
time.
I see a house in your future and it's mine. Perfect.
Exactly. Well, you know, talking about how old we are really leads quite easily into our topic for today, your book, Midlife Mojo, How to Get Through the Midlife Crisis and Emerge as Your True Self, because that's kind of what you and I are doing and have gotten to. And I feel like I'm still getting there, not because I didn't go anywhere, but because it just continues to emerge, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It certainly does. You know, they talk about the midlife crisis. And instead of crisis, I'd like to use the word metamorphosis. And so we go through a metamorphosis at this time. We have several of them in our lives. We have adolescence, And, you know, that's a big metamorphosis that we tend to go through as a group with our peers in school. But midlife, it's more solitary because we do it at so many different times. Everybody, you know, you might be 35, you might be 60 and still going through it. So there's not a big consensus or group that you can share it with and go through together.
So what I'd like to ask you to do is just describe how somebody might know if they're in a midlife crisis.
Good question. Well, I think there are definitely signs, and one of the signs is you don't feel right in your skin anymore. You're not enjoying your life anymore. You feel that the universe is talking to you, but you don't know what they're saying. Some of you out there will understand that. Pardon me?
It's like a foreign language.
You need to do something, you just don't know what it is. And that's kind of the waking up process, is that just even intuiting or feeling something, that's already you're starting to, you know, I say it's like you're in the eggshell and it's starting to break open. Your work, you don't enjoy it. It doesn't rock your world anymore. Your body's changing and you don't know where it's going and it's kind of scaring you. You live with uncertainty, and the things that you used to like, you don't enjoy anymore. So these are all kinds of, you know, some of the signs that metamorphosis is upon you. And you're really just not enjoying life, and you want something a yearn for something, and you don't know what it is.
Right.
And so I liken it to, as I said before, that egg, and you're inside that eggshell, and the socialized self that you were brought up to be, this, you know, good little boy, good little girl who went to school and society told you how to act, is now emerging. And you want to strip away that socialized part of you and become the part of you that actually came here with a purpose, with you know, a reason for being. And now you're going to find that purpose. You're looking for that purpose consciously. It's the waking up.
I love that. And we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about purpose or life purpose as well. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Frankie will talk with us a little bit more about midlife crisis, midlife mojo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Frankie Picasso, author of Midlife Mojo. And before we continue with our conversation, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you, Frankie, as well as where to get your book. So can you give that information, please?
Oh, sure. You can go to theunstoppablefrankiepicasso.com or to www.thoughtitudes.com, or you can email me, coachpicasso@rogers.com.
So thank lots of good ways.
And my book is available on Amazon and in ebook and in hard copy. But yeah.
Okay.
And all the other sellers like that.
And if you want to talk with Frankie live about your own midlife crisis, or if you have questions about if you're in a midlife crisis, Frankie's going to take your call, so you can call in now, 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. If you want to ask Frankie questions about what's going on for you in your life right now, and if you might be experiencing a midlife crisis or midlife metamorphosis, as Frankie likes to call it. Yeah. Exactly. And Chrissy, can let me know when we get some callers so that we can talk to them.
I definitely will.
Great. Thank you. So we ended up right before the break talking about life purpose or purpose. And what is your idea about life purpose? Does everybody have a unique one, or do we create it, or how do you believe that works?
Absolutely. I think we all have one that's unique to us. And just before I go into that, I just want to say the book is called Midlife Mojo, and the mojo part, why is it called mojo? Because mojo comes from the African word moyo, meaning life force. So it is, this metamorphosis is about your life force and about, you know, being the best and you know, that person that you're supposed to be while you're here. So it is about your life force, and that's why when we're not who we are supposed to be, it's dimmed. And when we are living the life that we want to live, it's bright, and people can see that. So because I am a metaphysical hypnotherapist, and I've done numerous, like, you know, past lives and gotten taken people into the life between lives, and this may be far-fetched for people who are listening, and I understand that. I do believe that we choose the life that we're, you know, that we're living. We choose the parents, the experience. Maybe not the whole experience is, you know, chosen by us, but the learning portion of it is. And so our guides and you know, masters on the other side, they set up these trials, let's say, and tribulations for us that we need to go through while we're here in order to have that learning experience. So do we each have our own purpose? Yes. Our path is individual, and I say we come into the world alone, and we go out alone. And so, even while we have relationships here that are, you know, reasons, seasons, and lifetimes, the person that we owe the most to is ourself. Like, you know, to thine own self be true, and
right.
So that's why it's so important that people live the life that they really want to live without guilt. You know, without the guilt, and say, well, you know, I'm kind of have to stay in this because of, you know, these people, or I have to do this because
right.
I kind of owe that. That's, you know, it's nice, but you're not being true to you. If that's, you know, truly how you, if you really want to leave, let's say, you have to do
right.
this.
Right. Well, and you know, I mean, what that brings up for me, and of course, it's always all about me being true to myself here, You know, I've been going through my midlife metamorphosis for about 7 years. And, you know, I thought I knew where I was going and what I was doing. And when I got there, it just kept on changing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, one of the things that I want to just bring up and really kind of, I guess, ask for your input on is part of where I'm at right now that has been really uncomfortable for me is that I know that there's something more coming, that I'm not there yet and I can't see it. I don't know what it is. I have, you know, some sense of it, but it's very, very amorphous. It's like it has no form. And because of that, I'm really choosing not to do very much in terms of my business. And I'm balancing, you know, because I get a lot of feedback from people that I guess that I choose to look at as being fear-based in, oh my God, you're not making any money. And, you know, you need to do this or you need to do that. And trying to stay in this place of just knowing that it's not, I'm not ready yet. I'm not, that I need to be in, it's, I guess I feel like I'm in the cocoon.
Okay.
And so, you know, I guess my question for you is, am I just in denial and maybe I should just be charging forward anyway? Or is there this place of being in the cocoon and just kind of being still?
You can be still. It depends how long you've been still for. I think that that's okay. I think being still is good, you know, finding out who you are and knowing what it is that you want. But action breeds, you know, activity, you know, breeds for many people that the information. You know, it's easier to download. Some people can meditate sitting still and other people do it needing to move forward and be in action. And I wouldn't put your life on hold. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen regardless. Mm-hmm. And the more experiences that you have, the more you grow. And I think what you're experiencing is very common among light workers, which I'm going to put you into that group, people who are here to help change the world. And so there are many, myself included, who feel like there's something big coming for us.
Right.
And
right.
It is coming, you know, and we mm-hmm. have a job to do here. But while we're here, we have to, you know, convert, let's say, spread the light, be positive, be a force of positivity among people and help them as best we can right now. Does that help?
Right. It does. And I mean, I don't want to give the impression that I'm doing nothing because...
Oh, no, I know you're not. Look, you have a radio show that's
true. And I'm taking actions personally
right.
that are helping me get some clarity and do some growth. But it really is really more around the fact of, you know, I have a mentor in my business. And,
okay.
you know, I think she's really frustrated with me right now because I'm like... I don't want to, you know, work on building my mailing list because I don't know what I want to tell those people yet.
Right. Okay. I got it.
So that's kind of more it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's okay not to know who you want to be when you grow up. That's okay.
Okay.
As long as you continue to grow.
Yeah, I'm not staying a child. I am growing up.
Yeah. You try different things and find out what it is, what your message is going to be. You know, my message has been Mission Unstoppable for a long time. And in that, including and being, you know, specializing in the impossible. And what that really means is, if you look at the word impossible, is I am possible.
Right.
So everything is about I can, you know, you're possible. Whatever it is, those big dreams that you want to create, they're possible. And all it is a change of choice. Really, you know, when it all comes down to changing your life is really changing your choice. And it's as simple as that. And as hard as that.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, I love the, you know, idea that, I mean, really everything that we need to do is simple. The concept is simple, but the actual implementation frequently is not easy.
Well, you know, in the book I talk about Shakespeare and how he said, you know, all the world's a stage. And if all the world is a stage, which it is, this is our you know, our training ground, did we get, you know, did you get the right character? Are you in the right role? And if you don't feel you're in the right role, then it's time to change.
Right.
You know, and so many people feel that they're not in the right role, but they don't want to change because that would, you know, enable you coming out of that comfort zone that everybody likes so much and having to do something that would upset the status quo. Now, when you are in crisis, that's or chaos, that's the best time for change. It's optimum time for change. It's very easy to change at that moment. But when things are settled and, you know, it's all, well, yeah, I'm not really happy.
Right.
I'm not unhappy. Right. But I'm not happy, but I'm not unhappy.
Right.
You know, it makes it really difficult to move forward and become that, you know, that person you're supposed to be.
So what do you recommend? We have about a minute till the break. So just briefly, what do you recommend when people are in that place of they're really not happy, but they're not unhappy enough? They're not in enough pain that it's pushing them forward.
I think that you need to ask questions, and we can come back to it if we don't have enough time. But basic, things like, you know, what would make your life happy? Would you stay in the same place? Would you have the same friends? Would you be married to the same person? Would you have the same job? And start asking yourself those kinds of questions and see, you know, what the status quo comes to. Where's the column? You know, the checks and balances. Is it, you know, heavy on one side and light on the other? And is it saying, oh, you know what, maybe it's time to make some changes?
Maybe okay. Not. Well, and yeah, I mean, I think that frequently we know that we need to make, or I don't say need to, but that it would be in our best interest to make some changes, and yet we still stay stuck. And
right.
So, yeah, figuring out ways to push ourselves forward when we're in that stuck place. And that's something that I'd love to talk more about after we come back from the break.
Sounds good.
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to remind you that you can call in and talk to Frankie and have her answer your question, just like I asked her mine, at 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819 if you want to talk with Frankie when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful, creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Back on the Laura Longley Show, my guest today is the unstoppable Frankie Picasso, author of the book Midlife Mojo, How to Get Through the Midlife Crisis and Emerge as Your True Self. And before we continue talking, Frankie is going to give away a free coaching session with her. So the number to call to get the coaching session is the same one I've been giving out to talk to Frankie, but it's 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And Frankie, why don't you just say a little bit about what the coaching session is like and why people might want to do it?
Okay. I liken a coaching session to transformational conversations. So people will just talk, and I mean, just like we've been doing on air, really. Talking and listening and asking questions. And, you know, a coach believes that the client has the answer. I believe that you have the answer. What I have are the questions.
Right.
So you might not have good questions, but as I listen, I will ask, you know, more and more pointed questions. And the information will begin to bubble up that you need to know. And as an intuitive coach, I work fairly quickly, like a laser coach. I liken it to it. And so we'll get to the heart of the matter. I mean, change can happen in a nanosecond in coaching. It's absolutely brilliant. Brilliant, you know, method of finding, changing oneself. It's great.
Well, that is wonderful because, sometimes it does seem like it goes on forever and ever before you have the aha. So it's great to know that it can happen quickly too.
It's not therapy.
It's,
you know, forward action based conversation in order to affect change.
Right. So if you want that coaching session with Frankie, and how long is it? What's the length of it?
45 minutes.
Okay. 800-930-2819, the first caller, and that's still available. So 800-930-2819. And if you want to talk to Frankie, you can call that same number as well. So coming back to our conversation about our midlife metamorphosis, I'm curious if this was something that happened for you, or have you kind of been on your life path throughout your adult life?
You know, it's a really great question because as I look at who I have been through my life, someone who people always come and tell me their story, then I've probably always been doing what I do.
Right.
That's
right.
Always been my purpose. But when I look at the jobs I've done or, you know, the different, those kinds of things, then no. I think, yes, I had a crisis. I had an accident. I had an accident that traumatic event in my life that that just stopped my life pretty much. I had a motorcycle accident. I was in the hospital for 5.5 months. And while I was there, I went through a lot of losses. So I lost my job and my marriage, and I was on a dragboat team, so I wasn't on that anymore. And I was a drummer in a band, so I wasn't that anymore. And I, the identity pieces that I thought of as I was were stripped away. And, you know, in that moment, you realize that you're none of those things.
Hopefully you recognize that. I think sometimes people get stuck and they don't. But thank goodness that you did recognize that you aren't any of those things.
Yeah, and it really just started me voraciously reading all kinds of spiritual work and realizing that the reason that people came to me, and even when I was in the hospital recovering, during those 5.5 months, it was interesting because it was an Anglican rehab hospital, but they had nuns, and the nuns asked me to go and work with people who weren't participating in their physiotherapy sessions, and I was so bad off. Like, I was talking to people who were like 10 times better off than I was. But you know, I was like, could you go talk to them, please? And it was interesting. I thought, yeah, you know what? That is who I am. That is what I do. And it was just a natural transition when I figured
right.
it out. I mean, at the time, nobody, life coach, what's that? No, we didn't know what that was. I thought I was
yeah.
going to become a spiritual psychotherapist, but it ended up, you know, the coach. And then, you know, as time evolves, I always reinvent. So then, you know, the hypnosis and hypnotherapy and all of that kind of stuff
right.
gets added,
mm-hmm.
gets added on. And we just talked a second ago about animal communication that I'm doing now. So it all just, you know, becomes tools in your toolbox too. But it's really, you know, intuitive guidance and spiritual counseling and, you know, energy healing and just all of that comes together. It's really light worker in a box.
So I'm curious if you believe in retrospect that that accident was there because you weren't listening to softer messages.
Absolutely. You know, the universe will take you out. If you're not listening, they're going to find a way to make you listen.
Right.
And interesting, though, I went to a channeler after I could walk.
Yeah, good.
He did say to me that the accident was supposed to be like a baseball bat, not a tree trunk. Things got a little bit out of hand.
But
you know, that was something I was going to say to everybody. If you don't listen, if you're not getting that message, they're going to find many, many ways of doing that. And really, it was to change the direction I need to go. And it was as horrible as it's been, you know, physically and the pain and all
right.
that kind of stuff. It actually was the best thing that ever happened to me because life is so much better now in so many
yes.
ways. So,
yeah.
You know, I can see why they did it. I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in manifesting. And if the universe had to concoct a way to get me the stuff that I really wanted, you know, I have those things now. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, and, you know, I completely relate to your story. I didn't have a physical accident, but I went through my old life. I worked in software development for over 25 years, and I went through the dot-com bust starting at the beginning of the century, and I had 8 jobs in 5 years. I got laid off 3 times in one 18-month period. I was unemployed a couple of times, and I kept wow. getting a new job because I had to if I had 8 jobs in 5 years.
Right.
But yeah. every job I had was worse than the one before, and I experienced things in some of those jobs. I mean, people were literally mean to me. I had never worked in environments where people were actually mean, and you know, and yeah, it was like when I finally realized what was going on, which was this, you know, the universe trying to get my attention and say, hey,
yeah.
you're not in the right place. I looked back and I went, oh my God, how, you know, how asleep was I that it took that long and that many messages? How bad did it have to get before I went, oh, okay, I don't think I'll stay here anymore.
You know, it's not unusual. And we are so immersed in this, you know, life that we call life and how society, like I said, you know, has socialized you and what's important, you know, have to make money, have to drive, you know, the rat in the rat race. We are totally numb. We're numbed out. And we come home, we watch TV, and it's like, you know.
Right.
We are numb. And so it takes this, you know, metamorphosis to start and hearing about it and being able to connect those dots, go, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going through that. You know, if you're listening and you think, hey, I might be, you are, you are. And so here's a real great opportunity for you to find out more about it and about yourself. You know, somebody, you know, I always envision looking out a window as a child and looking out a window as an adult and just looking at the moon and going, God, why am I here? What's this all about? You know, It's strange to think that you won't be anymore, but at the same time you're here and you're going, why me? Why
yes.
in this time? Why on this side of the planet instead of Bangladesh or, you know, those kinds of questions. And so, you know, we are very fortunate and it's a great opportunity. You know, this why question is the beginning of finding out what your purpose is and why are you here? And there must be a reason for it. And if you look at the things that you like in the path and the, you know, that you've taken through your life, you might see some clues. If, like for me, justice and freedom are huge values. So if you look at your life values and you can kind of see where they popped up throughout your life, you might have a clue as to what your purpose or your learning opportunity might be in this lifetime.
Right.
Things that you like to do. Like there's a lot of people who were just driven away from from their talents and from the things that they really want to do and be in their life, because their parents or society said it's not proper, it's not right, we're not going to let you be a ballet dancer, you're a boy, you
right.
can only be, you know, it's
yes.
not manly. And yet your soul yearns for that. And
yeah.
so there's a great opportunity to become, it's never too late to become who it is that you want to be.
Well, and, you know, I know in my own story that in retrospect, I could certainly see that what I chose was totally driven by my family expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a kid, you know, you just take it for granted. But as an adult, I can see that it would have been perfectly fine if I had made a different choice. My parents would not have been upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that when I was 17 years old, you know?
Yeah, we want to belong. We want to be part of that, you know, part of the group. We don't want to be
right.
an outcast. And so we right. do make choices. But, you know, at the beginning of the show, I said it's all about choice and the choice that you want to make. You
yes.
can live in default, or you can choose, you know, to live the life that you want to live. And so it is really important to think about the choices, because we all have them, that and, you know, that you can make to change, to make a difference. The Chinese have a character for change. Two characters, actually, and it's one is danger and one is opportunity. And I think it's just absolutely brilliant because, yeah, there's a little bit of danger involved
yeah.
coming out of that you know, circle. But the opportunities are so great if you do.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's always risk. And there's risk in everything. There's risk in even taking the default position, right? Nothing
yeah.
is guaranteed. So you may as well take a risk for something that you really want.
Exactly. And if you don't know what you want, it's really hard to get there. So that is, you know, a bit of advice. You can't go anywhere if no one's driving that train to
the
destination. So you really have to think about what it is that you want and where you want to go. And that's
yeah.
really the easiest way to get there. Now we do have, I don't know how much time you have, but
we're actually going to have to stop now because we're coming
okay.
up on the break. And, time always goes by so fast. We're having these conversations, and I appreciate so much you being on here and having the conversation. And before we go to the break, can you give your contact information one more time?
Thank you. You can reach me at www.unstoppablefrankiepicasso.com or www.thoughtitudes.com. And you can email me at coachpicasso@rogers.com.
Great. Well,
thank
and
you,
thank
Laura.
You so much, Frankie. I've really enjoyed having our conversation today.
Me too.
Great. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I will share more about the story of synchronicity with you that I talked about at the beginning of the hour and this week's light bulb moment. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Frankie Picasso, author of the book Midlife Mojo. So if you think you might be in a midlife crisis, check out Frankie's book. I think it might help you out in moving forward. Some other ways to get more help with moving forward in life. Facebook, you can find me at Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. And, of course, my website is lauralongley.net. And remember, it's .net, not .com, lauralongley.net. And also, you can go and find out some more information about Tarot, if that's something you've been interested in. I have a free report that you can get off of the website. It's on the homepage down at the bottom right-hand corner. And that will tell you all about calculating your own personal lifetime archetypes, as well as the archetype that is in play for you right now in this current year. And that can help you understand your life purpose and what's going on for you in your life right now. So again, at lauralongley.net on the homepage, you'll see it says, what's in the cards for you, free tarot report, and you'll receive that right in your email. So earlier in the hour, I was telling you about this synchronicity that occurred for me yesterday that was so powerful to me that I actually said out loud, thank you, universe, after I got done with the conversation, because I really recognized it as support for me and as validation for the choices that I'm making right now around selling my house. And what happened in terms of deciding to sell my house, it's kind of been on my mind for a while, really since last summer. And last summer is when I had this kind of epiphany that I thought maybe I was supposed to move away from Seattle. I've lived in the Seattle area my entire life. And last July, I just got this hit that I think I'm supposed to move. And I think maybe I'm supposed to move to Scotland, and in particular to Edinburgh. And that's what led me to go to Edinburgh for a month in November. Well, the result of that has been that I'm not moving right now. And I'm not saying I'll never move there, but I know that the timing is not right now. But way back then, last summer, is when I started thinking about maybe it's time to sell my house, that I love my house. I've been in it for 12 and a half years, and I do really love it. It really fits me just perfectly. But in a lot of ways, it's really started to feel kind of like a burden to me. There's always maintenance and upkeep issues. And like in December, I came back 2 days after I came back from Edinburgh. I had a flood in my basement, and, you know, that cost me a couple thousand dollars. And it's not even the money. It's more just the burden of having to deal with those things. And I just want to feel lighter. And it feels like renting will help me feel lighter and giving up some of those material things. So that's kind of what my thought process had been. And for whatever reason, last week, I just decided, you know what, I'm ready. called up the realtor who had sold me this house, who I'd stayed in touch with. And as you heard at the earlier part of the show, she has, her birthday is 4 days after mine. We're the same age and we have this affinity. I think Geminis attract Geminis. But anyway, so I talked with her and we set up a time to meet on Sunday to discuss it because I was going away on my silent retreat for 3 days. So by the time I came back from that silent retreat, I was really positive that I was ready to sell my house. When I had talked to the realtor a little earlier in the week, I was still kind of like, help me figure out if this is the right time or not. But I had decided I was ready. And so Sunday morning, I went to church. There was a guest speaker at church who said a couple of things that really clicked in that, okay, I'm on the right path with choosing to sell the house. The first thing she said is that she had made a commitment to herself to never settle for anything less than pursuing her heart and soul's desire. And to me, selling my house and being able to have more flexibility and be lighter is part of pursuing my heart and soul's desire. And she also talked about that she had sold her house and her car to do this 6-month speaking tour that she is on. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting, because I'm also wanting to sell my car because I want to, again, be lighter in what I have materially. And I also enjoyed really the experience when I was in Edinburgh of walking and riding the bus everywhere that I went. And so I'm going, okay, great. She's saying things that are validating me. Then I went to breakfast after church with one of my friends, and she, and I told her, I'm going to sell my house. I'm meeting with the realtor later today. And she says, oh, you can come and live in my house. She had a mother-in-law apartment that she had just built or created as her basement, but she had turned it into a mother-in-law apartment. And I'm like, this would be so perfect, because one of my worries about renting was the noise, because I haven't lived in anything other than a house for more than 20 years. You know, where was it going to be? What would the location be? And would that support me not having a car? And I love that, you know, I'd be living in the same place as a friend of mine. And so having that companionship when I wanted or needed it was wonderful. So those were some synchronicities that were showing up already. Then yesterday, I was doing a tarot reading for a listener who had won a free reading with me last week. And she started out by telling me that she had this confusion around what she was going to do with where she was going to live. And her story was that last year she sold her house because she wanted to be unburdened and lighter. And then she rented for a year and now she felt like it was time for her to buy again. And in the course of that call, I realized that this was showing up for a reason and that I needed to say something about it. And I did have this concern about, am I being unprofessional bringing this up in this reading where it's not supposed to be about me, it's about her. But I did, I brought it up and I said, have you noticed that there's this synchronicity about this? And she said, yes, I have. And she's going to come today and look at the house. And whether she actually ends up buying the house or not doesn't matter. It's that I noticed that these things were showing up from the universe to support me in my path and my decision. So for yourself, if you want to encourage more synchronicity in your life, first of all, get clarity on what your path is, what you want, what it is that you're wanting to create. And then be open for magic to happen. Invite that synchronicity, allow for that possibility, and pay attention and act when opportunity presents itself. So, and Frankie talked about that too, is acting when opportunity presents itself. So clarity on what you want, be open for magic, and then pay attention to see when it shows up. Couple of announcements. I want to remind you again about signing up for the free tarot report on the homepage of my website, lauralongley.net. You can also sign up to get a weekly newsletter about upcoming guests on the radio show, get links to archives as well as written transcripts of previous radio shows. And you can get that by going to thelauralongleyshow.com. Excuse me, I inhaled and got a... Anyway, so those are a couple of things that you can get by going to my website. I want to thank my guest today, Frankie Picasso, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Tuesday on The Laura Longley Show, I am so excited to be talking with Hay House author and speaker, cell biologist Bruce Lipton. I've loved Bruce's work for about 6 or 7 years, starting with his book, The Biology of Belief, and I can't wait to talk to him next week about his new book, The Honeymoon Effect. It comes out next week, and it's called The Honeymoon Effect, The Science of Creating Heaven on Earth. As always, it promises to be very enlightening. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time.